So we move into our third and final hour. I am Jim Rome. Welcome back. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you are. Great to have you here. I happen to be in Southern California, and I'm in the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current home, Rocket can. You have your telephone number. You know where to find me on social media. We go back to back. We had Darius Butler. Now we are joined by a longtime friend of this program. He is at SEC Media Days. He is a national college football writer for CBS Sports. He was a panelist on our daily TV show back in the day. He is Dennis Dodd. Dennis, good to have you back. How are you, Dennis?
Jim, I am great. So glad to be back. How are you?
Good, good. In fact, I'm great. It's great to have you, especially with the topic at hand. Take me back to yesterday. I've got to know, Dennis, what was your reaction when the Houston Chronicle reported that Texas and Oklahoma had reached out to the SEC about joining?
It was, in a journalistic sense, a bombshell. There were a bunch of sports writers on the second floor of the Winfrey Hotel here running around, checking their phones, trying to call people, trying to source this, and Jim, it's going to end up being, if it comes about, one of the biggest events in college athletics, really history. When you talk about two of the biggest brand names in college sports going to the best college conference that is out there, it's still being worked out, but it's kind of trending towards there right now.
I mean, yeah, a bombshell to say the least. Dennis, now, as you wrote for CBSSports.com, it was not that long ago, for instance, that the Big 12 had a conference call about the possible college football playoff expansion. And on that call, the topic of conference realignment came up. How did Oklahoma handle that on that call?
Well, the Oklahoma president, well, first of all, someone raised the prospect on the call. Does the expanded playoff, 12-team playoff that's coming, does that suggest another round of conference realignment? And the Oklahoma president, chimed in on his own and said, no, we could never have been more happy. I don't think it does. In fact, that was kind of the feeling throughout the Big 12. Bob Bowlsby, the commissioner last week at their media day, said we've never been stronger. And I myself, Jim, thought the new playoff would kind of tamp down realignment. In other words, everybody's where they want to be. The money's going to be so big that everybody gets paid. And then this comes out, and I'm not suggesting for a second that Oklahoma was disingenuous, because I think the president really felt that at the time. There are only a handful of people that knew about this until yesterday. So this is new.
We're talking to Dennis Dodd. So what about, I mean, obviously, Dennis, you just made the point. We know what this is about. It's about what it's always about. It's about money.
Yep.
From Texas's standpoint, based on your reporting, who was leading the charge for this at Texas?
There is a Regents chair named Kevin Eltife. He was appointed in 2019 by the governor, Governor Abbott, and he was leading the charge for Texas in that he may have had contact with the SEC without participation by Oklahoma, but with Oklahoma's wishes in mind. And it was his opinion, from what I've been able to ascertain, that again, the playoff was going to cause instability in college sports, and that Texas deserves, stability. And what better stability is there than the best conference in the country? So that's where it is right now. I've been able to, since then, confirm that Oklahoma on its own had interest. And there is a conference call tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern with the Big 12 CEOs and presidents. And Oklahoma and Texas are expected to participate.
Dennis Dodd joining us. All right, so if this were to go down, how quickly could all of this take place?
Well, that's the next step. When and how? How soon? The initial report said there could be something coming in 2 weeks. There are a lot of people that think that Texas and Oklahoma could be playing in the SEC by 2022. But that's where it gets really complicated. There's a thing called a grant of rights that the Big 12 has, that all the teams signed. And basically it says, if you leave the Big 12, the conference retains your TV rights. So obviously that's going to keep everybody together. But I think what will happen is that will be negotiated, or there will be a long, drawn-out legal battle, which, frankly, Texas and Oklahoma could probably afford. There's already been a report that Oklahoma State's going to burn the house down to keep these two teams in over that, over that agreement. So that's the how part of the how. The when, there's 4 years to go on that contract. I don't think these entities can coexist for four more years. if only they just did this dalliance with the SEC. That would be very uncomfortable.
Talking to Dennis Dodd. So, Dennis, you mentioned the conference call for some of the leaders within the conference. If you were the Big 12 conference right now, like, how bad of a 24-hour period has this been, and how concerned would you be?
The worst since 10 years ago when we had that last round of realignment. They lost Texas, Missouri, Colorado. I think you'd be gravely concerned if you're the Big 12 right now, because as it stands right now, there's no there for the Big 12 if they lose Texas and Oklahoma. They're two of the biggest, again, brand names in college sports. And where do you go to fill for them? There aren't two teams in the country that come anywhere close to filling the void of those two teams in terms of juice, in terms of bringing $37 million to the table annually, which is what Big 12 teams get. So there is a very real possibility the Big 12 could go away. We could be in for an era of super conferences, 16 teams each. And this is going to demand a response from the likes of the Big Ten, which now pays the most money per school in college athletics, over $50 million a year. They can't sit here and watch the SEC take control, and teams are going to make what I estimated to be $60 million with those two teams. They're going to add somebody, and where do they go?
Dennis Dodd expertly breaking this down. So, Dennis, what about the SEC? I mean, clearly you see why Texas and Oklahoma would have an interest in the SEC. Is the SEC as interested in them as they are the SEC?
Yeah, I think they are. There's a voting procedure where they would have to get 75% approval. You saw Texas A&M here yesterday, their AD, Ross Bjork, saying we want to remain the only SEC school in Texas. That's why they got out of the Big 12. They didn't want to be with Texas anymore. But I think they can be talked in off the ledge, especially, again, when you're going to pay upwards of $60 million. You know, that the green stuff talks all the time. But, you know, I can kind of find three votes. I don't know if I can find four that would scuttle it. But whenever it's announced, if it's announced, it'll be unanimous. That's the way they do business here.
Dennis Dodd's joining us for a few more moments. He's at SEC Media Days. Dennis, from a football standpoint, how do you think Texas and OU would stack up in the SEC? Wouldn't they be giving up an easier road to the playoff by going to the SEC?
Yeah, they would. And that's why I thought there was a pretty solid match in the Big 12, because it was easier to win championships for them in the Big 12 than it would be in the SEC. Now, you can laugh at Texas whenever they've been down since 2009. But in the SEC, they would be, and I've estimated, you know, given the history and tradition and everything there, Oklahoma would be, the fourth ranked program in that league, Alabama, LSU, Georgia, maybe ahead of them, and Texas might be somewhere around fifth. But you have to understand that the expanded playoff, and, you know, if you only have to go 9-3 and 10-2 to get in if you have the right schedule, which is the truth, you might as well go 9-3 or 10-2 in the SEC and get paid all that money, which is going to be much more than the Big 12. And I think that's the logic there. I think that's the rationale.
And Dennis, really quickly, one big picture question. Like, when you step back from this, what is the expansion of the college football playoff and then the changes to name, image, and likeness mean for the sport of college football on the whole?
Yeah, I mean, I think, long story short, I think it's just going to lead to professionalism of the sport, whatever that looks like. And I'm not even saying it's necessarily a bad thing. Players are going to be paid for playing football. I think it's come to that. You're going to see some sort of unionization or trade association with the players. But again, I don't think that matters to the Ohio State or Michigan fan in late November going to watch that game. I don't think there's an amount of money they can earn that will turn people off from going to that game, from watching the games, because it's still college football. It's just going to change radically off the field.
So, final thought. Earlier this week, of course, Nick Saban said that quarterback Bryce Young had made, quote, almost seven figures, right, in name, image, and likeness compensation. Dennis, we know Nick is always recruiting. How much of that was a recruiting pitch to every high school player in the country?
The whole thing. I wrote about it yesterday. It doesn't even have to be true, Jim. The mere fact that Nick Saban said it says you can come to Alabama and earn $1 million a year in NIL. You know, you got a shot. It's curious that their NIL platform that's in-house is named The Advantage, you think? I think Nick, really quickly, we celebrate the three-week anniversary of NIL today, looked around the country and saw wait a minute, this gives a leg up to USC, Miami, who don't have great football teams, but have that NIL potential. Little old Tuscaloosa, if I throw out the seven-figure line, every player in the country wants to go to Alabama if they don't already. It was brilliant. It was a brilliant piece of recruiting.
Yeah, and let's also remember that he said it about a player who hasn't played yet, right? So it's seven figures, yeah. And he hasn't played yet. Just keep that in mind, everybody.
Right.
Very, yeah, very nick of him.
22 career passes, and he's got the possibility of $1 million in the bank.
Right. He is a national college football writer for CBS Sports, a panelist from our daily TV show back in the day, longtime friend of the program, and currently at SEC Media Days. Dennis, great job. Thanks so much for doing it.
Jim, thanks so much.
You're my guy, Dennis Dodd. He broke that down brilliantly. I think the Big 12 is very concerned right about now. It's only Texas and OU. You can easily replace those two, or it would be impossible to replace those two. And then how is the conference going to survive that? The answer is it wouldn't. All right, so we're open the rest of the way, which is a good thing potentially, or maybe the worst thing ever. Quote, we are open the rest of the way. Luckily, there are things that I would still like to get to. But I'll take a shot. I will open it up. Your phone number is 1-800-636-8686. I did say that if you have been on hold, I will get to your phone calls. So there's a good chance of that. I want to talk about Laker fan. It took Laker fan all of 1 minute to start photoshopping Chris Paul into Laker gear. Maybe not as easy as it sounds. Also, I mentioned that the Bucks did win it all, and Deer District was popping. It was going off. There were some Jungle fans on the street. How do I know? I have sound. DA forwarded sound to me. He had an intern on the street covering the event and bumped up against a few drunk, excited Jungle listeners. We have actual ambient sound. That's coming up. And if you want to talk about what Darius Butler had to say, I thought Darius was really interesting on the NFC West and the quarterbacks that he would take, and that somebody hit him and Antoine Bethea up on the podcast or the show and said, who's the best quarterback in the NFC West? And Darius quickly said, Russ. And Antoine said, yeah, I don't know. Think about that for a minute. And then Darius said, yeah, Jimmy G over Stafford, and then Kyler. Wait, what? Jimmy G did go to a Super Bowl. We know that. Stafford has not. We know that. How much of that is about the quarterback, and then how much of that is about everybody around him? Do you want to react to any of that? And remember, it was AB who said about Darius, my guy has some hot takes and some foolish takes and some unnecessary takes. And Darius laughed and said, nah, I just say things before other people say them. My man Darius is good. Great having him on. All right, so that's how the rest of this particular show sets up. I want to remind you that I do jam a lot of my vacation into the middle of summer. Therefore, I'm here for the fall and the NFL season. I guess that's code for saying, I'm busting out again, clones. 2 more weeks. No beating around the bush.
2 weeks!
And it starts Friday at 12:01. So get in here right now. Episode 182 of the Jim Rohn podcast with Gail Devers is up. Check that out afterwards. I've got a side hustle, another podcast I do on the side that you might find interesting. Go to my Instagram feed. Read all about it. Now, Alvin, I think I'll take a break. When we come back, the jungle in Milwaukee. I want to get to that for a minute. And I do want to get some phone calls in. 1-800-636-8686. Broken bricks, fallen fences, damaged doors, Gorilla Glue, of course. Gorilla Glue is incredibly strong, 100% waterproof. It bonds virtually everything. Gorilla Glue for the toughest jobs on planet Earth.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Go! The ones who get it done, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, backed by 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and an experienced staff at over 250 local branches. You want to call or click Grainger.com or go ahead and just stop right on by. I've almost gone back to back to back with three interviews, so what do you say we do something incredible and go back to back to back with phone calls? Or maybe just start with one and see how that goes. This guy had a golden ticket, then did not have a golden ticket, and he's back for more. Let's go right to Portland. James, good to have you, James. What's up?
Jimmy, what's happening, my man? Cruising down I-5 right now, phone to my ear because I've been on hold for a while. Johnny Law's got me pulled over right now, but he's at his motorcycle, so we'll bang this one out. And War of the Kraken, hockey in the Northwest, woo! I heard Ritz a fan already since the fan base is glossing themselves crackheads. And I hope my boy Alvy's not crying like Jerry Jones today since all the clones are ripping on his idol, Sean Kemp. And real quick, Jim, props to James Kelly, the big head, and his Scott Foster, Chris Paul algorithm. Dude, big head, you're the new crypto, my man. And Alvy, what's up, my man? I missed you so much, brother. Jim, could you imagine Alvy as an Olympian walking around the Olympic Village, not with a gold medal wrapped around his neck, but the golden magnum dangling from his neck, Jimmy? Seriously, imagine all the female athletes sneaking in Alvy's cardboard bed, snuggling under Alvy's blankie, which of course by now is a piece of sheetrock. And can you just say Olympic erotica? And just to recap, a cardboard bed, no booze, no condoms, and no sex. Is this the Olympics or Vic and NoCal's life? War Dan in Denver having more hair on his shoulders from Ritt than he's ever had on his own head. Come on, and I'm getting a ticket for this one, Jimmy. Love you, brother.
My man, you are getting a ticket for this one. A golden ticket? Give it to him, Alvin. That dude's wild. Now, I don't know if that stuff was true about Johnny Law pulling him over and writing him up. I don't even care. Because James in Portland is like one of one. You know how like some of these guys are a different breed and how they're different from the rest? That guy's one of those guys. He is definitely different from the rest. Alvin, you look like you're in a state of shock. Alvy's afraid. Alvy's afraid, and not so much because James, his entire brand is essentially about Alvin and his sex life. Alvy's just the guy on the board who's always concerned about, dude, you know, it's my responsibility. If somebody says something, it's not your ass, dude, it's mine. Oh, no, Alvy, it's my ass. Believe me, it's mine. 1-800-636-8686 just gave away a golden ticket. The thing about that is, he's had it before and lost it. Now he has to hold on to it for another year. What are the chances? I don't know. But as it stands right now, my man is holding on to a golden ticket. I've got a golden ticket. And it goes without saying, Alvin, if he has a golden ticket, make sure you rack that phone call in the event we were to play that back at the top of the hour. All right. So with that in mind, he got racked. I think I will go to another phone call. Let's go to Houston. Jerome. What's going on, Jerome?
How you doing, Tass Mac? Good to be back in the jungle. I am so thrilled. I tell you, this is probably the second happiest day in my life, because the first happiest day in my life is when the University of Texas Longhorns actually go to the SEC. I mean, I get thrilled watching them get their ass kicked by Kansas and Kansas State. I can't wait till they get in the likes of Alabama, Auburn, Tennessee. Hey, hell, even Vanderbilt's going to whoop their ass because they ain't worth a damn. And the worst part is these Longhorn fans. The Longhorns, I have nothing against the university. The Longhorn fans are the most obnoxious, nastiest, stupidest people on the face of the earth, and I cannot wait until they go. I say go now. Go to the SEC now. Go get your ass kicked by everybody, and I will be more thrilled than I am right now Thanks for the line. I love your show. You're the best. I'm out.
You got to rack him, man. Slow Rome has never been more fired up.
Rack him.
That was Slow Rome getting nice like that. I'm telling you, the calls sometimes, that is amazing. Can we make it three in a row? Back-to-back racked phone calls. Can we make it three in a row? Only one way to find out. Check this guy out. Now, if I'm not mistaken, he shows up, but never on the phones. There must be a good reason for it. Ray in SA on line number three. Ray, what's going on with you? How are you?
Dan Smack, bye. Doing good. How you doing?
Good, dude. Good. Where are you?
I am in L.A., and this cycling degenerate has been cruising around L.A. doing my JTP tour to L.A. I've been meeting different clones. I met Silk, Rich Flores, Drew in West L.A., Matt in L.A., Pauly in Baldwin Park, Fabian, believe it or not, Manny in Oxnard, Lewis in Palmdale, and I've been trying to meet up with Beaks in Studio City.
Dude, it sounds to me like you've hit everybody except me and Beaks. So what's it been like?
Man, the clones, the SoCal clones have been awesome. They've rolled out the red carpet. They Silk set up a meeting last Saturday at Kits. They've been great.
My man. All right. So you did it. You had your own little clone stock. So what's left on the agenda? Just Beaks? How long are you going to be here and what do you do now?
I'm leaving tomorrow. I'm going to try to meet up with Beak sometime. Believe it or not, you know what? Fabian was crazy. I've already met up with him. He wants to meet up again. And I'm like, Fabian, I'm going to try. I got a lot of people on the list, but I don't know.
So what was your time like with Fabes? And did you fist bump him? And did it hurt?
Fabian has a massive fist bump. Rolling with Fabian, he's throwing out $2 bills to everybody left and right. And we went to Dave and Buster's, and he wants to take me to King Taco.
My man, take him up on it. All right, Ray, appreciate you checking in. Ray in SA, that's essentially what he's saying is he had a SoCal clone stock. This is the way the show is, right? Like in SoCal, okay. The SoCal clones are really good like that. If you're going to roll into town, they will hook you up. They will take care of you, especially if you're part of the JTP and you've got love for the program. They will have love for you, and they will show you. What's that stuff about Fabian throwing around $2 bills? When was the last time you saw a $2 bill? And my man's just making it rain with $2 bills.
Okay. Oh, you know what? No.
He once fist bumped me, man. I was bleeding.
Okay.
Dude, do you have brass knuckles? Okay. That hurt, Fabes. All right, so look at Ray in SA just suddenly showing up out of nowhere, and apparently he's been in town for a little while. I didn't know that. Beaks, well, you think you're better than Ray? Come on, man. Come on, Beaks. He's made time for everybody else. What, you can't do the same thing? I know you got a lot going on in Studio City, Beaks. 818 for life, yo. Studio City is a good spot. Used to hang out there quite a bit when I lived that 818 lifestyle. When we return, take one last look at Deer District. What went down? There were jungle listeners on the street. DA had his intern in the street. That intern found clones. He wasn't looking for clones, but he found clones. I will have a bit of sound. You'll hear how that sounded. Here is your... All right, some quick reaction. I actually got out of the last segment relatively early, which means this segment is longer, which means you have a greater opportunity to get through. But first, some quick reaction at Borquin Mike, quote, easier for Texas to win the Big 12 championship? Oh, like they did 12 years ago? Hell, Texas might want to explore joining the Sun Belt Conference instead. Yeah, it's kind of funny. Except they're going to follow the money, and the money is in the SEC. And once that happens, where does that leave the Big 12? Dear Jim, if Texas and OU bounce, we'll join the Big 12. We're big. Signed, Sean Plump and Gary Bacon. Why are you on the glove? I mean, I understand why you're on prawn, but why are you on the glove? Glove's fine, man. Glove's awesome. Brett and Bugahaw. Oh, that explains that. It's Brett and Bugahaw. And my 2 cents worth, that James in Portland call got a golden ticket? I bet Rome hands every panhandler at the stoplight cash. Hey, Chris, how many things are wrong with that take? One, yes, he got a golden ticket. It was a great call. It was funny. It was different. Quote, I bet Rome hands every panhandler at the stoplight cash. A panhandler. You mean that person who doesn't have a home? You mean that person who's hungry? You mean that vet who served our country? Panhandling. Yeah, I'm not going to get a job, or I'm not going to give anything back to society and become a productive member. I'm just going to, quote, panhandle. Hey, Chris, this is why we don't have bum smack. Yeah, pretty much I do. If I stop at a light and I see, quote, a homeless person, generally I do roll down my window and give them something. You know why? I have gratitude, man. I'm fortunate. I know where every next meal is coming from. And don't turn that line on its head either, idiots. Wow, bro. At this tweet says one.
You're an idiot.
Right. And a fat ass.
You're a moron. Fat ass.
Alvy's, what up, Scotty? Alvy's, quote, blanket turning into a piece of sheetrock is pure gold, right? So one guy thinks that I'm handing out golden tickets like I do cash to, quote, panhandlers, and then the next guy says it's pure gold. Nick in Duluth, with all this talk of Ken Gravy Jr. and Prawn Kemp, we've lost sight of the real issue, how fat Rome is going to be in 2 weeks. Oh, no, I know. I have not lost sight of that. That's a real thing. This is a real thing. I'm going back to Wisconsin. Now, if you want like a baseline, how fat did I come back 2 weeks ago?
Fat.
I mean, be honest. Could you see it in my face? Could you see it in my ass? How fat did I seem to you? I know. Because I get on the scale like several times every single day. Fact. I admit that. I'll own that. I do. And the answer is, how fat will Rome come back in 2 weeks? The answer is, a little bit fatter the first time. Now, have I learned from the process? I'll also own this. The last time I went to Eagle River, I hit that Peloton 13 days in a row. I actually bought a Peloton for that house so I would not come back fat.
Fat.
Another bit of a admission. Just did some shopping for the NFL and CBS. Got some new threads. You don't want to come back fat in your new gear.
Fat.
All of that said, it is Wisconsin. My options are limited. It is 2 weeks. I generally will bump into a cocktail or two. Bad choices are made after a cocktail or two. It's a fair question. We are losing track of the fact of how fat Rome is going to be when he comes back. Find out in 2 weeks. It starts at 12:01 Friday. I could do a lot of damage between now and then, man. That Dairy Queen is maybe 2 miles from my house. There's a bar about 6 houses from my house. Literally. I can do a lot of damage in the North Woods. Hey, Rome. Janet, book us on the next flight to Wisco. Vacation starts a couple of days early this time. Signed, Tan Smack, after seeing reactions from the clones about Sean Kemp's shirt. Aaron in Iowa, way back, early in the program. Nah, I'm good. Friday at 12:01, it starts again. However, you have my word. I'm going to hit you with some content from the Northwoods, but not as much. One, you have seen it. Two, my neighbors there are pissed. They're afraid that everybody will come to northern Wisconsin if I keep posting. To which I would say, the next person who comes will be the first. It's awesome. It's God's country. Lake life is amazing. People ain't coming because of my posts, all right? Speaking of which, so let's go to the lake. We're coming down off the high of the Bucks win. Things are finally settling in. People are settling back down.
Finally.
But it was an epic night. And, you know, I'm not shy about hiding the fact that I love the great state of Wisconsin. I do. My son goes to college at Wisconsin. We have a house in Eagle River, Wisconsin. I love it. Sorry, Wisconsin. So, we were there a couple of weeks back. I'm going to go again on Saturday. And I've talked a lot about the Bucks. And I'm a big supporter of Giannis. I love Giannis. Giannis is the man. Giannis is the champ. Giannis is the MVP. He's the people's champ. I love it. So, the great state of Wisconsin is getting a lot of love. And yesterday, they called the show and they returned that love. And they called and they tweeted and they emailed. And they sounded like they were all drunk on spotted cows. And probably were. And I appreciate that. Had a great time hearing from the great people from Wisconsin. But, come to find out, it extended. There was even more love than I thought. All the way through to the Deer District throughout the series. How do I know? My guy DA. You know DA. DA is a tremendous host in his own right. Better than me, in fact. I love DA. DA came on and dominated in the smack-off, dominates on a daily basis. He is the CBS Sports Radio morning host. He had an intern on the ground in the chaos for the entire playoff run. They called it Deer District Diaries. And apparently some of you clones showed up big for the segment. Here's an actual bit of interaction between DA's intern and one of you cheeseheads after that enormous Game 5 win in the Eastern Conference Finals. Check this out.
What radio station is it?
CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, yes! Jim Rome?
Yeah. The DA Show.
Find out on Jim Rome Show. Right here.
CBS, it's the DA Show.
I'm going to be on a Jim Rome Show tomorrow. And there's no doubt about it.
My man's fired up. So the intern's like, nah, it ain't Rome. It's the DA Show. And my man's just like, I'm on the bleeping Jim Rome Show tomorrow. Woo! Dude, you are. Well, not exactly tomorrow. I wonder if my man's been showing up every single day like, hey, man, why am I not on the Rome Show? Man, that intern jammed me hard. Bro, you made it. You made it to the Rome Show. Not tomorrow, but you made it. Alvy, give this guy some love one more time. I want him to make it on the show again.
What radio station is it?
CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, yes! Jim Rome?
Yeah. The DA Show.
Find out on Jim Rome Show. Right here.
CBS, it's the DA Show.
I'm going to be on a Jim Rome Show tomorrow. And there's no doubt about it.
This guy's like, I'm going to be on the Rome Show tomorrow, and there's no doubt about it. Woo! He's looking at the intern like, yo, is that you, Rome? Woo! Where's Rome? That guy was great. Dude, whoever you are, man, stay in the fight. I love you, bro, whoever you are. Of course, DA's guy on the ground had to be there and mix it up with 65,000 fans in the district on Tuesday night. For what ended up being pretty much the greatest night in franchise history. Of course, in all that chaos, you had maniacs who had to give the program another shout. Check this out.
I'm with the DA Show, the morning show.
Dude.
Hey. The DA Show.
Aaron Rodgers is coming back.
I listen to CBS Radio. Yeah.
What shows on CBS Sports Radio?
Jim Rome Show.
All right.
I'm big Jim Rome.
I don't like big Jim Rome.
I'm sorry. I'm a Jim Rome fan. I love Jim Rome.
Man, I love Wisconsin. I love everything about Wisconsin. The cheeseheads, the Bucks fans. Yo, bro, I love you too. This guy's like, Jim Rome, man, that's my dude. You see, this is why I appreciate that state so much. This is why Wisco people are the best people. You know why? They get it. And by they get it, I mean they get me. And they get the show. And they make it better. And that's why they are the most deserving of a championship. Wisco, keep that party going. Keep that party going because I will be rejoining that party real soon, Wisco. And you know what? I'm not even worried about getting fat anymore. I want to get fat. I want to be in that party. That pumps me up. Avi, let me hear that first guy again. I want to make sure that guy knows that he got on the Rome show. Maybe not tomorrow, but he made it on the Rome show. Let me hear that first guy.
CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, yes.
Jim Rome.
Yeah.
The DA show.
Find out Jim Rome show. Right here.
CBS, it's the DA show.
Yeah, I'm going to be on a Jim Rome show tomorrow. And there's no doubt about it.
Dude, he called his shot. He called his shot. He said, I will be on the Jim Rome show tomorrow, and there's no doubt about it. And the intern's correcting him, like, no, this is the DA show. He's like, no, I will be on the Jim Rome show tomorrow, and there is no doubt about it. Woo!
I'm going to be on a Jim Rome show tomorrow, and there's no doubt about it. Woo!
My man, I hope this dude knows. I hope that dude knows. It's got to work its way back to him. Paulie in Indy is in. Spotted Cow is the best. Does not get any better than that. Signed, adult males who party at Dave & Buster's. The hell does that even mean, Paulie? Spotted Cow is like the official beer of Wisconsin, is it not? Hey, Rome. Was that Ric Flair in the Deer District?
Woo!
JP in Riverside. No, man, that dude sounded better than Flair. What, you tell me which is better. When have you ever heard anybody as fired up as that guy was when he realized that he was going to be on the Jim Rome show tomorrow? I'm Jim Rome. I'm on the Jim Rome show every single day. I've never been that fired up about anything in my life. And Nikki Banks 14. Hey, thanks for all you do for the sports community. Huge fans of your jungle caramel. Let me know the next time you're in Wisconsin. I'll fly over. Regards, Sean Blimp. Man, stay on topic. That's not the topic. At Phoenix Tree Rat, we're getting lit at the Golden Chipmunk. Hashtag Wisco.
It's lit!
Y'all stay on topic. The topic being that dude and how fired up that dude is that he's going to be on the Jim Rome show tomorrow. Guaranteed. I love that. Good to see the love in the district. The Deer District. DA, appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. Appreciate your intern. Thanks for passing that along. I want to make sure my man got his run. And let's not sleep on the other dude either. After the finals, he gets credit too.
I love Jim Rome.
My man, I love you too, dude. Whoever the hell you are. Appreciate the love. Appreciate the love. Huge call brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger is offering supplies and solutions for every industry, backed by 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and an experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call or click Grainger.com or just stop on by. At Wason Sherbert tweets, I'm going to be on the Jim Rome show. There's no doubt about it. Woo! Cal in Vegas, 1 hour before the smack off. Alvy, do you have time for the huge call?
Kraken, hockey in the Northwest. Woo! I heard Ritz a fan already since the fan base is glossing themselves crackheads. And I hope my boy Alvy's not crying like Jerry Jones today since all the clones are ripping on his idol, Sean Kemp. And real quick, Jim, props to James Kelly, the big head. and his Scott Foster, Chris Paul algorithm. Dude, Big Head, you're the new crypto, my man. And Alvy, what's up, my man? I missed you so much, brother. Jim, could you imagine Alvy as an Olympian walking around the Olympic Village, not with a gold medal wrapped around his neck, but the golden magnum dangling from his neck, Jimmy?
Strong as horse ready.
Now we're done.
Now I'm done.
James in Portland ripping a golden ticket. My thanks to Jalen Johnson, a DB with the Bears. We had Darius Butler. We had Dennis Dodd. We had clones on the ground in the Deer District. All right, one more day. I'm going to walk it off tomorrow. Then I've got 2 weeks off, and then I'm here for the duration. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow. We're out.